This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Syngenta. I'm Riley Smith. The February WASDE report was as uneventful as expected. We'll have more right after this.
Growers have spoken, and they're raving about Storin corn herbicide. We surveyed over 1,000 customers who've made the switch to Storin, and 99% said they'd recommend it to a friend. That's right, 99%. With a 9 out of 10 satisfaction rating, it's clear why Storin is the herbicide customers can count on. But don't just take our word for it. Ask your Syngenta retailer or visit storinreviews.com to read testimonials from Storin users near you. Always read and follow label instructions.
After experiencing a very surprising January report, this month's report was quiet. Overall, there really wasn't much for the markets to react to. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an analysis of this month's report.
So the USDA did not make any changes to soybeans. They left them at the 350 million bushels. They also only made a minor change to wheat of 5 million bushels to 931. The big surprise came in, and I don't know that it was necessarily a big surprise. We talk about the exports, and we've talked about this for a while, but they increased the corn exports by 100 million bushels, which brings their ending stock down to 2.127 billion. So not necessarily a surprise in the way that we've talked about it, but a little bit of a surprise based off of what the estimates were. So it did lean a little more to the friendly side on corn, but again, it's 2.127 billion in carryout. So it's still not a friendly overall fundamental setup for the corn.
The report was so uneventful that the markets have already moved on. This makes sense, as McBride said there shouldn't be any changes between now and the prospective plantings report at the end of March.
There's not a heck of a lot that's going to change between now and when the the prospective plantings report comes out at the end of March. So we're just kind of plodding along, and that's in regard to specifically to the corn and the wheat, because as we know, we had that tweet by the president last week that sparked the buying in the bean market with the potential for an additional $8 million in sales to the Chinese.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.